Blog Talk Radio.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
I met her at the studio a couple years ago. She got that smile that let you know she ain't your average hoe. She keep a couple hoes with her dough, always on the grind. You gotta be careful when you kick it, cause them bitches will blow your mind. She said, why they call you T-Mac? You ain't pimping what you do. I said, I'm trill, making the cash, killing, baby. How about you? I'm on a mission to blow. Gotta go get me some dough while I'm thinking about getting some more. Took me up to the room, can't believe what I saw. She breaking the law.
She got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in the bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Last time when I seen her, she came pick me up in her Beamer. Told me next time when I come through, she gon' give me everything I dream of. I'm like, damn, what that mean? Do that mean I need to get my camera? Do that mean push Stacey Dash and Kim Kardashian on my calendar? Do that mean that this good girl gon' close the door and turn into an animal? Do that mean I need to smoke a lot and take a couple shots to increase my stamina? Pop by Acura, I feel like an old man. I told her to dance, she said this ain't soul train. I'm for exercise, I better recognize and take a look at her side and say me never learn.
She got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
She got stripper pole in the bedroom. She let me see it last night. She gave me my own private show. That's how I know that ass right. Her booty beating up the stripper pole like an ass fight. She can grab with it if you reaching out that cash right. Look at them breasts, look at them hips, twerking fast, twerking slow. One left hand she'll make you blow. Oh, like a volcano, lava running on the flow. You cannot control it. M tight, M J, I know how to hold it.
She got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Yo, what up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's your homeboy, TTB, man. Tony Bishop, man. Live and direct. Mr. Best in the Biz, how y'all doing? It's Monday. You know what I'm saying? What's today's date? I don't even know. Hold on. Oh, it's the 28th. You know what I'm saying? Monday the 28th, 2015. And we rocking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did a late show, like, in a minute. So shout out to all my people that's in London that's listening. You know what I'm saying? I know it's like mad early over there. Shout out to my family over there in the South Town. Shout out to everybody on the East Coast, Midwest. But tonight, I got a dope female coming through. You know what I'm saying? She was talking a little reckless on Instagram. It's cool. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? But we finna get to it, though. Let's see what's cooking with her. You know, what's up, Queen? What's good?
Shoot, I mean, blessed. Happy to be here.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Let them know who you is, yo.
It's your girl, hailing all the way from the Chi, Chicago. Currently on the West Coast in L.A. I go by the name of Versace V, for those of you who don't know. And, you know, I get it popping. That's what I do.
That's what's up. On the real, I thought you was going to start rapping, like, straight up. I thought you was going to just go into it.
I mean, you just never know, because I do just, like, do that. So you just never know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. I like that. I like your energy, though. But, you know what I'm saying, you being from Chicago, so I got to ask this question, like, is you with the drill music, or you pretty much do, like, your own kind of music, like, coming out the genre?
You want to know if I'm with the shits because I'm from Chicago. Okay. No, I kind of do, like, my own thing. I have songs that's, like, a mixture of drill with, like, hip-hop. Because I do songs where I do melodies on them sometimes. I think one of the songs you're going to play tonight got, like, melodies on it mixed in with, like, some real rap. So I like to do both.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So how long you been spitting?
I'm sure I was probably, like, a baby trying to rap. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. Like, when I was little, if y'all remember the show Apollo that used to come on TV when I was, like, 11, I did Apollo. And then I just, you know, stuck with rapping ever since then.
Cool. How was that experience, though?
You know what? I just remember it just used to be a lot of fun because I was in a rap duo group, and it was another girl, and her mother had formed the group. And so I just remember practicing at her house every day after school, and it used to be so much fun to us. You know, it ain't like how it is now where it's all work. It used to be, like, so much fun to us. And I just remember, like, you know, just getting an adrenaline rush when all the people be screaming and, you know, cheering and stuff when we used to rap. But, you know, it was just a cool experience, you know, to be that young and to perform in front of that many people. So
that's what's up.
And
like,
I think,
you know,
112 was the opening act that night, so... They used to one of my favorite groups back then.
Wow. What an experience. Like, how old was you at that time?
11.
Oh, you was a baby. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, doing the most at that time, that's what's up. So, like, mm-hmm. with you, you know what I'm saying, moving to the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, like, mixing it in, like, how's that experience, like, been for you, though, like, moving to the Cali?
The West Coast is different because it's really not a sound out here to me because you have guys like Kendrick Lamar and they do that lane, but then you got guys who do like the, you know, the Compton AV kind of rap where they have like the, you know, like old school Cali beat mixed in with it. Like Cali just has like a lot of different styles in general. So to me, it's like, it's kind of easy to fit in because there's so many different sounds out here.
Right. Sure enough, that's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying, when people see you, they see how you, you know what I'm saying, how you be looking, you know what I'm saying. But do they expect for you that you're going to rap or sing? Like, do you ever get that?
People ask me all the time if I sing, and they definitely are shocked when they see that I rap. And they definitely are shocked when they can see that I'm actually a good rapper, not just
right.
some chick trying to do it who needs to stop. They be like, okay, she got it.
So now, speaking of chicks that need to stop, I was going through some music of yours on your SoundCloud, and I see you was going real hard on, you know what I'm saying, on a couple females or a certain female. At least say, like, is that like an open challenge to battle, or you just let them know that you're here?
It's so funny because I know just what song he was talking about, too, but it really wasn't like, if you listen to the last line in the song, it was, and this ain't even meant to be a diss, but competition really don't exist because people, when you're a female, a lot of times they don't just listen to your music and take it for what it is. They always got to compare you to somebody else. So I just stated, don't compare me to none of these hoes. Don't compare me to none of these chicks because I'm sitting like a chopper. They're going to need a doctor, killing these imposters, fake counterfeit. It wasn't really like, it was just don't compare me to nobody. That's all it was.
Right.
It wasn't really like a diss. It was just pretty much saying how it is. Don't compare me to this one, that one, or this one because it ain't none of that over here.
Right. That's what's up right there. But speaking, you know what I'm saying, the songs and this and that, I want to go into this songwriter, Treater, you know what I'm saying? So can you let the listeners know, like, who produced it and, you know what I'm saying, the whole concept of the song?
I'm not even sure which song he's getting ready to play. So either you're probably going to play Panamera or Treater. Panamera, that's produced by Curtis King. He do like a lot of Absol stuff, if y'all mess with Absol from TDE. And it was originally supposed to be like an EDM kind of beat, but I took it and I flipped it and did my own thing to it. And then the other song, Treater, is produced by a dude named Majestic. And he actually is from London. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he signed to Sony, and he did stuff with, like, a lot of people, for a lot of people.
Oh, okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is jam on it. Hey, shout out to all my people that's listening all the way out there, you know what I'm saying, in Birmingham, London, England. What up, y'all? You know what I'm saying? I know my family over there listening. So I'm going to bang it. We're going to come back with the queen, you know what I'm saying? So let's do it.
Yeah. See, I mean, you gotta know what to do when you come across a real one.
You cheer the boss, lady boss, like a boss, hot floss, show off. Okay, that's all they really want nowadays. Spend a little bit of bread, eat the cake. Treat her like a real nigga should. Treat her better than our next nigga would. Gotta treat her like a real nigga should. Treat her better than the next nigga would.
How you treat a side bitch like a top chick? Not your homie, that's the block bitch. She got cock lips, then she all about a side bitch, not deposits. Always took the fuck that Hennessy and Oxycontin. Pussy got a lot of mileage, I'm just honest. But you thought she was the finest, now you whining.
Like BB and CC, cause now you see that you need me. I was calling her activated cause she was doing you breezy. Had a real chick, shot me old bricks like Mario and Luigi. Weekly, overseas in Fiji on vacation. I put in occupation, that's worth my operation. I ran like I was racing, that don't change no alteration.
You treat a boss, yeah, lady boss, like a boss, hot floss, show off. Okay, that's all they really want nowadays. Spend a little bit of bread, eat the cake. Treat her like a real nigga should. Treat her better than our next nigga would. Gotta treat her like a real nigga should. Better than the next nigga would.
Yeah. Okay, I be in the office with the bosses. Throwing her till I'm exhausted and staying flawless. Put it chill to your back like you was a crawfish. If you try to cross it, fuck you thought this is. And if the feds run up, I ain't talking. What a thot gon' do for you? What she offering? I got a lot of green like that team in Boston. And before I do you wrong, I be in a coffin.
Part-time, I'm salary, cause being broke, my allergy. I'm in charge, no battery. Need a boss thing, you better act with me. I'm your supervisor, okay. I just got who hired. Hold these bitches down, cause they always getting fired.
You treat a boss, I mean, lady boss, like a boss, hot floss, show off. Okay, that's all they really want nowadays. Spend a little bit of bread, eat the cake. Treat her like a real nigga should. Treat her better than our next nigga would. Gotta treat her like a real nigga should. Treat her better than the next nigga would.
Y'all be rocking, you know what I'm saying, with the queen, you know what I'm saying, the hottest chick in the game. I know I got a message about that earlier, like, who is she and this and that, you know what I'm saying? So there's been a lot going on today with that hashtag. But anyway, that song is cold, queen. I'm feeling that right there.
Thank you, thank you. Something for the radio. Gotta turn
show.
Over
one
time for the ladies.
Showing up, showing up. That's what's up. So, when can we expect the album, the mixtapes and this and that. How could we, you know what I'm saying, when could we expect for all that to come about?
I'm working on an EP right now, and I don't want to tell y'all too much about it, but I'm just working on it, trying to get some big features on it, but it's definitely a lot of heat being made right now. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So when can we expect for you, like, to put it out?
The EP should be out. I don't have a date on the EP, but I'm definitely trying to, we got a couple videos we're going to shoot it to put out first to promote it and everything like that, and we're going to put it out at the right time.
Cool.
That's
what's up.
We're going to do it when it's the right time. So
right.
I don't know. Only Jesus knows that. I don't know. We just got to see.
All right, sure enough. So what's your current label situation like? Are you independent, or y'all like in a mix with somebody, or y'all just going to play it by ear?
Right now I'm independent, and I'm just doing it on my own. I know I've been doing this for a minute, so I've had my share of deals that came and went, and I'm just at this point trying to find the best situation that, you know, will have me straight for the rest of my life.
Right, I feel that.
Because it's a dirty game out here, and everything, you know, especially one thing coming out here in California, you definitely learn the business, and you definitely see a lot of snakes, because everybody out here thinks they somebody and going to say they can do this, that, X, Y, Z. So, like, coming out here, I'm really learning the business out of everything, and I definitely know before my signature hit that paper, everything is going to be what I want, and it's going to be right. And they're going to pay me good.
That's what's up. Got to respect it. You know what I'm saying? So for those that's trying to jump in the music business, make sure that your business and paperwork is straight and your lawyers and all that, because like she said, it is a dirty game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
all your copyrights, all that.
All that stuff. You know what I'm saying? BMI ASCAP. Make sure y'all get in tune with that. You know what I'm saying? So how did you come up with your name?
My name used to be Vicious V, and I used to be a battle rapper when I was in Chicago, and they just used to always say I was vicious all the time, so then they just started calling me Vicious V. And then it used to be Vicious V to Medusa, but that's too long. So, you know, we switched it to Versace V like a few years ago to make it more like feminine and stuff, because when you hear that name, it definitely sounds like you don't know if it's a nigga finna come out or nothing. So we wanted to make it a little bit more sexier for the ladies.
Nice. That's what's up. You went through a lot of names, but, you know what I'm saying, it's still revolved around the V. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So besides music, you know what I'm saying, and doing a modeling joint, like, what else you do, though, besides, you know what I'm saying, the things like you like to do? Like, how do you spend your chill time?
My spare time is always working, hustling, and grinding. In addition to doing, like, music and all the stuff that comes along with that, I'm out here in L.A., so I go on auditions for, like, movies and stuff. So, I mean, I'm just trying to do it all. Whatever I can put my yellow face on, I'm just like, yeah, let me do that, you know, any. It's all a check at the end of the day that's going to be invested back into the music. So, but definitely I'm trying to get on my businesswoman thing out here, and I'm just trying to do everything that I can to build, because nowadays it's about building a brand. It ain't even necessarily about the music. It's about just having your name, a household name.
Right. So, no. So, like, how you feel about that, though? Like, you know, so it's really not the talent that people is really checking for. I mean, it's a certain look of this and that. Like, how you feel about that? Like, kind of like the talent being like the back, you know what I'm saying, like in the background instead of everything else?
I mean, for me, I think that it don't matter what everybody else is doing. I know what I'm going to do, and my talent is not ever going to take the back seat to nothing. I'm always going to lyrically deliver on the track. And you definitely going to know that I deserve to have a title as a lyricist. I'm not somebody that just woke up one day and did a song and you know, was like, you know, you ain't got to have skills no more so I can do this. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of artists out here that do that, but then we also have artists like J. Cole and all of them who, you know, doing their thing as well. So, you know what I'm saying? As long as we have artists like that, then it'll always be alive and we always have a place in the industry, because it was a time when we ain't even had no J. Cole's or nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? As long as we have those artists like him, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, John Connor, as long as we have artists like that, you know, then it'll always be that lane. That lane will always be open, and we'll still be right up there doing it alongside of the ones who not necessarily that talented, I'll just say.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? World respected. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So I'm finna twist this question up. Who you don't listen to?
Who I don't listen to?
Who you don't
listen to? Well, I don't listen to none of them. I listen to me. Now I'm just playing. Who don't I listen to?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. I'm just going to keep it all the way with y'all. I have never in my life even attempted to listen to no Iggy. I never even tried. I just was like, you know, that's cool for that, but it ain't really my thing, it ain't really my style, so I'm gonna leave that over there.
Exactly. I can't even tell you something she even spit. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but somebody like it. A lot of people like it,
but I don't know. Their skin color ain't the same as mine, so that's all I'm gonna say. I don't know.
Alright, so who you do listen to?
Who do I listen to? I listen to, you know, all of the people that's on the radio, you know, when I'm in the whip. I listen to, you know, some Fetty Wap, you know, some Future. I listen to Drake. I listen to John Connor. I listen to Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q. I don't know. I listen to a lot of people. I listen to underground people that nobody know but me, but I be jamming to it, you know?
Right.
And, of course, I listen to a lot of myself. I mean.
That's what's up. So I got to ask you this, you know what I'm saying, since you've been – you know what I'm saying, you write your own rhymes, and you know what I'm saying, you do a whole lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite song to date?
Like my favorite song, like ever, or?
Yeah, that you wrote or performed.
That I wrote. Let me see, my favorite song that I wrote. I like all of my songs. I ain't even going to lie to you. So I couldn't even tell you, like, what was my favorite song. I could tell you, like, what song, you know, meant the most to me, because I just remember the feeling and where I was going when I wrote it. But I couldn't just sit and be like, that's my favorite song.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So, you know, for those that don't know, she literally goes hard. You know what I'm saying? She literally goes hard, and to me, she's probably the hottest chick in the game that I heard, you know what I'm saying, that has really bars and, you know what I'm saying, just be styling, you know what I'm saying. So I love it. So I'm going to bang this, what's this, Heaven to Hell, and then we're going to come back with the queen, yo. We're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Sometimes you got to vent.
If it wasn't for the fact that when the rapper spent bars, I gated property, I probably do robberies to get me out of poverty. The pocket me told me keep my head up when I'm fed up. That flower water yeast and bitches still ain't got their bread up. I pass on the trash, got them gas, call them helium. Chances of you in the real slim, extra medium. Say I'm cocky, arrogant, cause I'm sexy Marilyn Monroe on these hoes, skating on them Nancy Kerrigan. When I catch this money train like Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson. When it come to me and them, it ain't no comparison. A bunch of whack shit, swear so embarrassing. A narrative that makes sure all the real music perishing. Lay your sanitation animated Nickelodeon. Flow need maintenance, call him a custodian. them. Remember they ain't know me then. Now I ball like open gyms. Now pretty niggas give me face. Exfoliant bitches win awards. They're selling out all they tours. When they ain't even writing the shit that they go record. Instead of being queens, they portrayed as the whore. No talent, but reality shows can open doors. They don't wanna push me cause I'm so close to the edge. Spitting nuclear weapons that are killing my dad. Man, everything I said and I be going so tired. Bundy and I'm hungry, you know that I'm gon' get fed. Now bitches can't stand me, might as well have no legs. But they got it twisted, I ain't talking about dreads. I'm on my Aretha, need my respect. Cause I ain't need a fucking beat, I couldn't eat yet. Send them up the river, now they swimming with the tunas. They impersonators call them Sammy Davis Jr. They beneath me like carpet, Luna. Laughing to the bank, money got a sense of humor. My time coming couldn't happen any sooner. Had to take it back to my roots, Kunta. Cause I had a dream like the King Martin Luther from a city where a casket or a jail sell your future. Little niggas down, go to school, but they shooters. On the block hanging, not with Mr. Cooper. That's why I got to blow hookahs. Bitch, I be going in, intruder. And if you ain't making no moves, you hog. Then I ain't fucking with them blue balls. Mega rapper turned singer, Lou Ross. Fuck with me, best for your health, Blue Cross. How does the sound to put that on my mama? Can't nobody stop her. I fly helicopters and they off they rockin' face. I'm not the queen of the shit. I deserve to be on a material girl, but I ain't no Madonna. I'm telling you niggas, I'm more than a rhyme. Cause I got the juice and I ain't talking job. I'm fucking this game and I ain't use a condom. I'm raw, get the message. Telegram, if you don't get it, I don't know what I should tell them then. Name a bitch that's better, I'll wait, I'll wait. I the gun shit, cause you getting eight. Get it?
Things we do just to make it through. I ain't gonna lose. No, no, I ain't gonna lose.
Versace Beast and the homie Jay Bars.
Bars.
Yeah,
yeah.
We out. We out.
Be cold. Be cold. Yo, he's fire. Wow. Yo, I was on the whole time. Damn, that's crazy. What up, y'all? We still rocking. You know what I'm saying? With the queen. You know what I'm saying? She putting in work. She went hard. I was trying to catch what you was flipping. Can you, like, do that part over again, if you can?
The fast part?
Yeah.
Okay. I say, do you want me to break it down for you or say it how I say it on the song?
Do it how you did it on the song.
Okay.
Because I was, like, zoned out listening to it.
How did the son of put that on my mama? Can't nobody stop her. I'm fly helicopters and they off they rocket. If they think I'm not the queen of the shit, I deserve to be on the material girl, but I ain't a Madonna. I'm telling you niggas, I'm more than a robber because I got the juice and I ain't talking jamba. Fucking this game and I ain't using condom. I'm raw, get the message. Telegram. If you don't get it, I don't know what I should tell them there. Name a bitch that's better, I'll wait. I the gone shit because you getting eight. Get it?
Crazy. She crazy, y'all. She be, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you just to take off, just, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So how is your live performance, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's the reaction when you be rocking it live?
You already know the answer to that. I mean, you already know the answer to that. I guess it's popping. I put them on the show. That's what I do. And
right.
I be looking cute while I'm doing it, so you know that always is a plus, too.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying, you got any shows coming up?
You know what? I got a lot of stuff on the table right now, but if all the deals ain't closed and signed, sealed, and delivered, but I'm working on I'm focusing right now on doing a lot of recording and writing and stuff like that because I'm ready to, you know, shoot a video and get the EP out and all that good stuff. So that's my focus right now. But I just did like a few shows. I did the homie Sugar Free show. A lot of little LA cats I be doing shows for.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Make sure you do one out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm live and direct with it. So
I'm gonna come out there. I'm trying to hit the casino and make me some bread.
That's what's up right there. But, you know what I'm saying, like, before we head on out, like, anything you want to put out there, you know what I'm saying, like, your social media, how folks can, like, contact you, you know what I'm saying, they want to book you or do something with you.
Of course. Y'all, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and that's at Versace V, and that's Versace with a C-H-I. If I got to spell it out for y'all, I will, V-E-R-S-A-C-H-I-V, and that's on Twitter, Instagram. I can't accept no more friends on Facebook, but you can like my fan page on Facebook, and that's Versace V again with a C-H-I. Make sure you watch all my videos and my freestyles on YouTube. And, you know, shout out to the whole Chicago, and shout out to all my L.A. homies, and shout out to everybody that's rocking with me. They show me a lot of love in New York, and they show me a lot of love in Atlanta. So I want to just give a shout out to everybody that's rocking with me, supporting my movement, and all the people that have been rocking with me since day one, since the days of Apollo with 112, you feel me? So just shout out to everybody that fuck with me hard, and I love y'all.
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody that's just been checking it out, listening, you know what I'm saying? The show is up, and it's going to be keep on going. Shout out to you, Queen, for coming through. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I was saving the best for last. And most of all, shout out to you, big homie, the Bishop, for having me on the show.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? I've been reaching out for a minute, but we finally got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's good, you know what I'm saying, working with your schedule and this and that. But just continue to drop them bars and just kill everything moving. You know what I'm saying? You got it. So just keep snapping for real.
I will do that. I'll do that just for you.
Straight up. That's what's up. And maybe one day we can battle or something like that. So,
you know, I like you, and I would just hate to do you like that. but if you want it, I will give it to you.
All right, put the bread up.
Yeah, I'll put the bread up, but I would just hate to take your money, and then you can't pay your bills, and then you be asking for it back.
Uh-oh.
I'm certified in these streets on a battling tip. That's what I'm saying. I don't want it to be no 187 in Vegas. So we just gonna keep it real nice right now, because I'm telling you, like, I'm a crazy person in a battle.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Can't wait to see it. You know what I mean? But we out, man. Y'all be cool. God bless and all that stuff. And be on the lookout for Wednesday shows and this and that. Be on the lookout for my book that I got coming out. So, you know, so we keep it busy. Tone the Bishop, you know, sitting all together on Twitter, Instagram, IG. Follow me, I follow back. You know what I'm saying? We out. And Queen, keep doing your thing. And I'm going to bang it one more time. Versace V.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh.
Sometimes you got to vent. If it wasn't for the fact that when the rapper spent bars, I gated property. I probably do robberies to get me out of poverty. The pocket me told me keep my head up when I'm fed up. That flower water yeast and bitches still ain't got their bread up. I pass on the trash, got them gas, call them helium. Chances of you in the real slim, extra medium. Say I'm cocky, arrogant, cause I'm sexy Marilyn Monroe on these hoes, skating on them Nancy Kerrigan. When I catch this money train like Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson. When it come to me and them, it ain't no comparison. A bunch of whack shit, swear so embarrassing. The narrative that makes you all the real music perishing. Lay your sanitation animated Nickelodeon. Flow need maintenance, call him a custodian. Remember they ain't know me then. Now I ball like open gyms. Now pretty niggas give me face exfoliants. Bitches win awards, they're selling out all they tours. When they ain't even writing the shit that they go record. Instead of being queens, they portrayed as the whore. No talent but reality shows can open doors. They don't wanna push me cause I'm so close to the edge, spitting nuclear weapons that'll kill them all dead. Man, everything I said, and I be going so dead. Bundy, and I'm hungry, you know that I'm gonna get fed. Now, bitches can't stand me, might as well have no legs. But they got it twisted, I ain't talking about dreads. I'm on my Aretha, need my respect. Cause I ain't need a fucking beat, I couldn't eat yet. Send them up the river, now they swimming with the tunas. They impersonators call them Sammy Davis Jr. They beneath me like carpet, Luna. Laughing to the bank, money got a sense of humor. My time coming couldn't happen any sooner. Had to take it back to my roots, Kunta. Cause I had a dream like the
King Martin Luther from a city where a casket or a jail cell your future. Little niggas down, go to school, but they shooters on the block hanging, not with Mr. Cooper. That's why I gotta blow hookah. Bitch, I be going in, intruder. And if you ain't making no moves, you hoes. Then I ain't fucking with them blue balls. Mega rapper turned singer, Lou Ross. Fuck with me, bass for your health, Blue Cross. How does it sound to put that on my mama? Can't nobody stop her. I fly helicopters and they off they rockets. They think I'm not the queen of the shit. I deserve to be on a material girl, but I ain't no Madonna. I'm telling you niggas, I'm more than a rhyme because I got the juice and I ain't talking to y'all. But fucking this game and I ain't use a condom. I'm raw, get the message. Telegram, if you don't get it, I don't know what I should tell them then. Name a bitch that's better, I'll wait, out the gun shit, cause you getting eight. Get it?
Things we do just to make it through. I ain't gonna lose. No, no, I ain't gonna lose.
Versace V, and the homie J Bars.